Check, check, 1, 2, fuck you. Check, check, fuck you. 6, check, 1, 2, 3, check, check, okay. Rock shocks in 6, 6. Yeah, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of that one radio show that you love to turn up real loud and get all sporting with. KBMFLP presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, Sean Rocks, superhero, leaper of Gallus frames. I also like to swim the Berkeley Pit because it's full of metal. Welcome to another sporting show as we recap the big old week that was, especially here in Butte, in the Butte sports line of things, as we'll start off with the Butte High Bulldogs, who hosted state here in beautiful Butte, Montana. Hope everybody had a great time. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they had a lot of fun on Saturday night at 8 p.m., turning up their radio on KBMFLP 102.5 and listen to some heavy metal. The Bulldogs tried and they died as they lost to Bozeman the first game, and then the second game they were up by 9 in the fourth quarter but could not hold out that lead, and Flathead took care of them, or Glacier, or one of them teams way up there in the north. West. And the Bulldogs bowed out gracefully as they hosted their own tournament, hosted the state tournament. And, you know, they weren't expected to even get to state. So congratulations to the Bulldogs, and we look forward to next season when you bring home the title. Cross town, Butte Central, with a 4-year run that was just incredible. Took third in the state A title, in the state A championships, as they lost to Dillon once again. Dillon's swarming defense, always giving Butte Central a hard time. But Central has to be proud of themselves for the past 4 years. They have been in the running for state title. It's an absolutely amazing 4-year run that these guys ran on. If you were a freshman 4 years ago, you had a 4-year run to write home to mama about. The past 2 seasons, the Maroons have never lost back-to-back times once. That's a big stat. That's just incredible. And they even beat Butte High, I believe, 3 or 4 times out of the 4 seasons. So congratulations to Butte Central, third in state. Up the hill, Montana Tech kept their home winning streak alive with 2 wins last week to get them to the Sweet 16 of the NAIA tournament. First game was a blowout, pretty much. That was the game I attended. And then the next game the next night against Thomas More was an overtime thriller. Me and my little brother didn't attend the second game. So we attend the first game blowout. Second game was a overtime thriller as they tried to end the 30-game winning streak on our home court. But that didn't happen. Now the Ore Diggers play tonight, 7 p.m. I'm not sure how we're going to watch it, where you can see it. KBMF didn't send me to the game to report it live, so we're just going to have to depend on our satellites and our knowledge of our fire sticks to maybe try to watch this game tonight as Montana Tech takes on, I can't remember, someone from the Far East, who is ranked number 6 in the nation. Montana Tech ranked number 8 in the nation plays tonight. Root them on if you can find the game somewhere. I'm sure you can find it on the radio dial somewhere, up and down the dial, just whip it up and down and try to find Montana Tech's game tonight, Sweet 16. I'm not sure when they play next, when it's the Elite 8, probably the weekend, but we'll keep you updated right here, KBMF Sports. All right, I'm Sean Rocks, the Metal Man. That wraps up another great week. And it was a great week it was for Butte Central, Butte High, and Montana Tech. Let's root Montana Tech on tonight as they are in the Sweet 16 of the NAIA Divisional National World Universal Championships. Win tonight, it's the Elite 8, then the Final Four, and then the title. All right. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm Sean Rocks, the Metal Man. Always remember and never forget, those who rock are those who win. And if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. Till next week, peace, love, rock and roll.